Hebrews, chapter 2. Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things that were heard, lest perhaps we drift away from them. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward, how shall we escape, if we neglect so great a salvation? Which having at the first been spoken through the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard. God also bearing witness with them, both by signs and wonders, and by manifold powers, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. For not to angels did he subject the world to come, of which we speak. But one has somewhere testified, saying, What is man, that you are mindful of him? Or the Son of Man, that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels, you crowned him with glory and honor. You put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he subjected all things to him, he left nothing that is not subject to him. But now we do not see yet all things subjected to him. But we see him who has been made a little lower than the angels, even Jesus, because of the suffering of death crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he should taste of death for every man. For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the author of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brothers. Saying, I will declare your name to my brothers, among the congregation I will sing your praise. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, look, I and the children whom God has given me. Since then the children have shared in flesh and blood, he also himself in like manner partook of the same, that through death he might bring to nothing him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. And might deliver all those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to slavery. For truly not to angels does he give help, but he gives help to the seed of Abraham. Therefore it behooved him in all things to be made like his brothers, that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tried, he is able to help those who are being tried.